Students and teachers served by the Roaring Fork Schools District RE1 are busily preparing this week to resume classes on Monday, August 24th. For most, this will look like improved distance learning through at least September 21st.
Our goal was to restore in-person learning to the greatest extent possible while adhering to public health requirements and local health conditions.
Michael Hayes is executive director for Discover Compass, which oversees the Carbondale Community School and Aspen Community School.
It's been quite a process for us, and as community schools, it's been critically important for us to hear from our stakeholders the whole way through. So we started out hearing from our families and our teachers.
So long as decisions are made in compliance with local health officials, charter schools in Colorado have the autonomy to reopen with strategies that differ from their school districts. Both the Carbondale Community School and Ross Montessori School have students returning in person sooner than the rest of the school district. These decisions were largely informed by stakeholder feedback.
We were able to survey our parents in English and in Spanish, and all of our teachers and staff members to find out and kind of get a good indicator of what their interest in returning for face-to-face would be.
Sonia Hemmen is the head of school for Ross Montessori in Carbondale.
Community is one of our core values, and we believe very strongly that as human beings, children and adults, we need to connect with one another. And although we were successful online last spring, we really like to be in each other's company. It's a basic human need to do that. And we think that as long as we're able to be in person, we're happy with that. And then we can go to hybrid or at a distance. But just having that benefit is really critical.
Both schools will emphasize mask wearing, hand washing, utilize outdoor spaces and distance seating, and divide students into cohorts for simplified contact tracing.
The vast majority of our parents are preferring to come back in our hybrid model, which is a two-day-a-week in-person, three-day-a-week distance model for two cohorts. So one group of students comes Monday, Tuesday. The other group of students comes Thursday, Friday.
For the hybrid model pursued by CCS, two cohorts of students will alternate in-person days determined by last name to assure for parents that siblings attend in person on the same days.
We'll have essentially half of each grade in mixed grade settings, so roughly 70 students on campus at once.
Both schools will offer learning from home options and remain dynamic, proceeding with the awareness that if students or staff test positive for COVID-19, or the overall county's positivity rate climbs beyond a certain threshold, they must shift strategies.
We will be following the guidance of local health department regarding very specifically if you have one symptomatic student or adult, here's what you do. If it's two, here's what you do. So it's very specific about our cohorts and that they would quarantine, but that wouldn't actually have the rest of us do that. It would just be that cohort itself. If there are more symptomatic students or adults or that test positive for COVID, then we would go to hybrid or at a distance learning.
Still, as expressed by Aaron Baudette, Director of Student Services for Ross Montessori, the benefits of face-to-face connection currently outweigh the risks.
Face-to-face is how we connect on an individual level with the children, especially with the children who are at higher risk, whether they're lower socioeconomic status than their peers or whether they have a learning disability. Those children are the ones who need us to be face-to-face more than anyone else.
Michael Hayes of Discover Compass also acknowledges the importance of connection in troubled times.
My greatest concern is for the mental health of our children, and I think we're only beginning to see the impacts. You know, it's really scary for everyone, and it's really scary for kids.
Beginning on Monday, schools will get a sense of how their strategies pan out in action.
If public health conditions get better, we'll shift to a more in-person approach, and if they worsen, we will shift to a remote approach.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.